If I perish, I perish. If God is omnipotent, almighty, all-powerful, if with God all things are possible, if all things are possible to him that believes, and if when we pray and believe we have what we pray for, if God answers even before we call, if we are just to stand still and see the salvation of God, then we must face some hard truths. We must admit that if any person, situation, or illness can successfully stand against this God that we are believing in, that person, situation, or illness is more powerful than God, and therefore should be bowed down to and worshipped instead of the God we say we believe in. For that situation, person, or illness has become our God. All too often we make our theology fit our experience by explaining away God's omnipotence or our belief in God. It is time for our experience to line up with the truth. And of course it doesn't happen by taking thought or attempting to make it happen. It happens only when we recognize truth as our reality and are not moved by anything else that we seem to be experiencing. The kingdom of heaven comes into our experience, our earth, when we enter into the consciousness where the mind that was in Christ Jesus is also in us, consciously. It is, of course, already there. We have the mind of Christ, but we must be consciously aware of it. It must become our reality, our only reality. It is the radical reliance on God, where we let God be true, but every man a liar. It is the consciousness where the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It is the consciousness where we are willing to say with Esther, "If I perish, I perish," when others tell us that to believe the truth about God is certain death. For in this consciousness we rely on all the words of Jesus, including, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." We know that we have been born again of the Spirit and that we are Spirit, that the life that we are is everlasting life. We have already died, having been crucified with Christ, so that it is no longer we who live, but Christ living as us. We no longer live in fear of death, knowing that Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, and his perfect love, from which we can never be separated, has cast all fear from us. In this consciousness, we are not anxious about anything, because our Father knows what we need even before we ask. It is a life of righteousness, peace, and joy, for it is living in the kingdom of heaven here and now.